Phoenix FM, live and local from the Brentwood Centre, as always. And in the studio with us is Daryl Church. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, mate. How you doing? All right?
Yeah, fine. Thanks, you?
Yeah. Good, Tar.
Good, good. It's great to have you down here at Phoenix. We were talking, about the Brentwood Centre. It's quite a venue for boxing, isn't it?
Yeah,
as well?
It is. It's got a lot bigger now. There's a Box Nation show there, 25th of this month. I do a lot of the MMA, UFC stuff there now. It's, getting a big venue for fighting now.
Okay, so look, you're a boxer. You're down here sort of promoting what you're doing as a boxer. And in terms of what's big for you going on at the moment, how?
I've got my fifth professional fight coming up on the 3rd of December. I've had a few injuries and a few illnesses over the last couple of years, but I've just had a full-time sponsor come on board for this training camp. So I'm looking to push right on now and... with a training camp behind me with no work, it's going to come out in my performance.
Wow. So you're going to give the sponsor a plug now?
Oh,
you've
definitely.
Got the chance.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, it's, just want to say thanks to them, to Martin Bell at MB Servicing in Stock, for what he's done. And you'll see on my performance on the night.
And how do you prepare for a fight? I presume it changes week on week in terms of what sort of sparring you do, what you eat, and how disciplined you can be.
Yeah. Well, at the start of the camp, you're sort of just getting into things, just getting your body back to training every day. You'll sort of start on your runs, doing your pad rounds, working the bag, and then week by week, you'll step it up to sparring, to sprints, to probably living a life of a professional every day. Right until sort of about a week before, and then you slow it down a bit. Then a couple of days before, just cut it out.
Wow. So in some ways, it's different to, I don't know, if you're a footballer or someone, and they will say, all they're doing is playing golf, in terms of the way that you've got the intensive training.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's more laid back, but over a longer period of time, you're spending more time on it?
Yeah, it goes by camp. So you could have sort of an 8 to 12 week camp, depending what fight, how many round fight you're having. For a four rounder, I'm doing an 8 week camp's perfect. So that intensity sort of steps up week by week.
Right.
It does get hard, but sort of you get in what you put out.
In.
Can't mix up my words.
Yeah, you get out what you put in. I know what you mean. Yeah. And you've got people assisting you with this all the way through, and you can afford it because of the sponsor.
Yeah. Well, I've got a trainer, Mark Masso. He's ones that push me through it every day, and obviously got my sponsor now, so I can cut out work, which the first time has ever been. I've always had to run about like a madman with work, so I can get up and train and live the life. So it's been good.
So people listening probably think, you're a boxer, you're a professional, that's your main source of income. That doesn't mean it, does it?
No.
It just means you can earn money from boxing.
To be honest, it doesn't mean that at all. Until you get sort of with the big promoters and on the TV shows, everything's by tickets. Every ticket you sell, that's sort of, you have to make a minimum before you even get paid. So it's, people think, you're professional, you're getting a load of money. It doesn't work like that until you get right up the ladder.
So you've got to get people in the door. Where is it you're fighting?
Mine's at York Hall in Bethnal Green. So you've got to get people up there, I did fight at Grey Civic Hall a couple of times. But your call, it's not hard getting people there because it's a good venue. So,
And they'll be going, not necessarily just to see you, but the fact that it is boxing that's going on.
Yeah,
there.
It's a whole night of boxing. I think there's about 17 fights, 18 fights. So it's not just me, there's a whole night. And if you think of it like that, you're sort of getting your money's worth. So.
It's a great value night out, isn't it?
You
think how much you're going to see from that.
Exactly.
And I mean, we'll talk plenty. We'll play another song fairly soon, but we'll talk plenty about how you started and everything. But you're someone who started quite late in the day,
as a boxer. I didn't step into a gym till I was 19. I was late, but I fell in love with it as soon as I walked in the door. And sort of haven't looked back since.
And you're still loving it.
Yeah, still loving it.
Great stuff. All right, well, look, Daryl Church is in here. We're going to be talking to him again about the world of boxing here on Phoenix after Blink 182.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's live, just coming up to, well, it's gone 2:15 on this Saturday afternoon, between the lines here from Phoenix through until 3. And we're joined in the studio by Daryl Church. Now, Daryl, one thing that we were saying off air as well, the way you spell your name is D-A-R-R-E-L.
A-L, yeah.
A lot of people in the world of boxing don't know that, because there's websites that got you spelled all sorts of ways. And even if you Google your name, it says, do you mean? And then comes up with two L's. That must be annoying.
Everyone spells it wrong. Everyone, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll spell it right on the website.
Yeah, you're the only ones that know. So, there you go.
That helps. All right, well, look, we were talking about training and in terms of keeping at your weight just now off air. And you're fairly tall, aren't you, for your weight?
Yeah, I'm 6'2". So I'm pretty tall for my weight, I suppose.
So at 6'2", and your boxing weight is
12. So yeah,
people listening trying to lose weight will think, God dear, 6'2" and 12. That's
yeah. No, it is. I mean, people say that I look healthy when I'm not fighting, but to me, I think I look healthy when I'm fighting. But where I'm tall, when I do lose a lot, to other people, they think, oh, sort of, you look skinny. Do you know what I mean? But it's how you got to be. You just cut down and to that weight, and
you feel you're at your ideal weight, because there'll be people the same height as you who are boxing higher weights, wouldn't there?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is as well, when you do put on that weight after training, when you come back to training, you know it's not your right weight, because you just feel so heavy, and it's like carrying around another 2 stone with you all the time. But when you get to that fighting weight, you feel good at that weight.
And it's easier, because when you're in training, you know exactly what's going to happen, don't you? I suppose it's good in a way, because you know your body so well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, sort of, like from now on, it's 3 weeks to the fight. Everything now gets that sort of, not easier as in training, because training is still really hard every day, but having that weight off is such a big help.
Yeah.
It's just like a relief to get all that off you.
Yeah. And from a training point of view, you know, day by day, and from a dietary point of view as well, how that works.
Yeah. No, you do. You, like I say, when you start at the start, when you sort of start your camp, that just every day you're counting down to where you can just lose that weight.
Because
especially in my case, because I put on a bit of weight in between fights. My trainer will tell you that. And he always goes mad at me for it, but I can't help it. I like a chocolate cake when I'm not training.
Well, why not? You can treat yourself then as well, can't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Is he your dietitian as well then? He pretty much takes care of everything you eat.
He sort of helps you out, but I've got a nutritionist who I have for my diet. So we do it sort of day by day. Well, I say camp, really. I get a diet at the start of the camp and then just go for it right to the end, yeah.
And I mean, you will be boxing shorter people as well, wouldn't you? Because they are at their ideal weight, but they're shorter.
Yeah, it does happen like that. But you do get a few at my sort of height as well.
Right.
I do. That's sort of how I like it. Try and sort of keep it at my range. Try and be the tall fighter and keep them away with my jab.
How does that work with sparring? Do you find that you're sparring with shorter people as well?
No, it's literally a mixture. Wherever you go, and where whoever they've got for sparring for you, it can literally work like that. If we go down to a gym, they say, right, we've got him, and him. They could be tall, they could be small. We try and keep it around the same weight. Like, I wouldn't go in there with someone who was sort of, 8 stone. But
by the same token, you won't be fighting a Frank Bruno either.
Yeah, exactly.
Sparring,
getting with like someone like Anthony Joshua or something.
Yeah.
But no, it's good.
Oh, well, and you've got your own sort of setup as far as sparring partners are concerned, and it's just all ticking along quite nicely.
Yeah. We go to the Peacock Gym in London. We go down to Peter Simms's gym in Hainault. We have sparring partners come down to our gym. Just have a big mixture, really, and get as many people as we can.
And the way you say you love the sport, you love all of those aspects of the sport as well.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I love sparring. I love the pad work. It's sort of what I live for, really. And just want to get myself up the rankings and really push on.
Well, look, we'll talk after the next song about how you got into it, anyone listening, and how they want to find out about getting into the sport as well, and your plans for the future as well. So, great stuff.
Back.
We're here with Daryl Church here on Phoenix. Between the Lines, Phoenix FM, playing ELO and Living Thing. We're talking boxing. We're here with Daryl Church on Phoenix FM, and we've spoken about what it is you're doing. I mean, the one thing perhaps we need to talk about, if anyone listening wants to get into boxing, I mean, you started at a later age, but if someone, you know, if there's a girl or boy, the age of, say, 12 or whatever, is it a good age to start?
Yeah, I'd say 12 was a perfect age, really. Yeah. If you want to start, go down to the gym. I'd recommend going straight to an amateur gym, getting sort of yourself there, and starting from there.
And the likes, I mean, you see the likes of Nicola Adams as well. Are there? Do you see many girls now into boxing, using her as a role model?
Well, there is, but I think sort of what I see, I don't see a lot of it because. No. I'm sort of round the gyms with sort of going to the pros, and sort of there's only sort of how you say there's not a lot of pro boxers being girls. So myself, I don't see it a lot, but in the amateur gyms now, I think there's probably a lot of girls you start to see now.
Yeah. And so cost is involved as well. We had Lachlan Bearman in last week, and I mean, motor racing, you know, Lewis Hamilton, everyone says it's really difficult to get into to start with, and then the money that you end up putting into it as well. And then they'll say, but something like football, something like boxing, it's different. But you do spend a fair bit of money in boxing, don't you? More than people had realised.
Definitely, yeah. Like we were just saying a minute ago, you've got your medical, which works out to be about £1,000 a year, with your licence fee, sort of that adds up to about £1,000. You've got all your equipment. If you've got a sponsor who's going to pay for that, that's good. But if you haven't, it's going to cost you quite a bit of money.
Yeah, and I mean, as we were saying off air as well, it's something that means that you know you're being looked after, and you're having these yearly scans and everything. If there's an issue, it'll immediately show up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's having that, just knowing, even though you've got to pay for it, it gives you that sort of safety to think, sort of recognition, knowing that you're all right. Yeah.
Peace of mind and reassurance, but you were just saying off air as well, if they say there might be an issue, you have to wait a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I had that, yeah. My first scan I had, I had to wait 2 weeks. They said there was a problem, but it turned out to be a thumbprint of the lady that had done it, yeah. So, yeah.
So these things happen, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you'd be doing that at a young age as well? So the 12-year-olds are paying for the scans and everything?
It's different then. It's only sort of when you go professional that you sort of have to pay for that.
Right.
And that you do have them scans. In the amateurs, I'm not too sure if they do it or not. I don't think they do.
No.
But I think there should be sort of something for them.
There'll definitely be something. And from a point of view of concussion and everything, we've got so much more knowledge now, haven't we, as well?
Yeah. There's something going about where you can go into the gym and there's sort of a device that they're sort of putting over your head and they can see if there's a bleed.
Oh, right.
I saw it advertised on Facebook the other day. I think they're bringing that out. So that could be something. Yeah.
Technology all the time assisting, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I suppose that's happening all the time. I mean, you look at boxing gloves from the 60s, say, and comparing with boxing gloves now. It's a similar thing to what with footballs and football boots, etc., isn't it?
Them old gloves. I mean, I looked at one of my mate's granddad's gloves from years ago, and they're nothing. They're just like a pair of normal gloves you'd wear out in the cold. There was literally nothing on them, and that's what it was like back then. It's changed a lot.
Cool. And how much would a set of boxing gloves cost you then, the newer ones?
For a decent pair, you're looking at over £100.
Yeah.
You can go for the sort of cheaper ones, but if you want to go sparring and you want them to last, you're looking at over £100, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, in terms of getting into the sport, you just get in touch with...
Sort of go to your local gym. They'll sort of be advertised in different places. I mean, I know Chelmsford's got one, Canvey, Billericay. There's a few dotted about Essex, whatever's closest to you.
So it's just a gymnasium with a boxing ring in the corner, and that's where you'd start.
Yeah, that's where you'd start. Going to the gym, they have the bags and have the ring. You have your coach down there. And ask if you want to train. And get into it like that.
It's a lot easier these days because you can just look it up. And as you say, with Facebook, etc., there's so many groups that will be there. I mean, in terms of your inspirations and your plans for the future, first off, how did you get into boxing in the first place? And then it's, you know, are you on your path to your ambition, really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was all off my own back. I never had no one to think, oh, I want to be like him. Or obviously, I had boxers who I knew sort of on the telly when I was young. But yeah. I went to a show once in York Hall. And I remember sitting there thinking when they were coming out and the lights, and I thought, I just want to do it.
Yeah.
I come out of there, went straight into the gym the next day and didn't look back.
Wow.
So, yeah, literally just watching a show, I suppose.
You were sort of bitten by the bug while you were there.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. Yeah.
And you've what, 5 professional fights?
This is my 5th one coming up, yeah.
So your long-term plan then really is to keep improving with each professional fight,
Yeah, just keep improving. I want to get a 6-rounder next year. I've been on 4-round fights and hopefully push for sort of a title at the end of next year.
So this next opponent you've got, has he got more wins and is more experienced than you?
It's actually changed now. We're having a change of opponent. I'm weighing in a little bit heavier, so my opponent's going to change. So I'm still waiting on one at the moment. Yeah, it should be out this week. So, yeah,
I don't actually know
it is at the moment.
You can let us know. And it's exciting though, isn't it? Even just knowing who you're going to be fighting.
Yeah, exactly. And these last few weeks now, you're starting to think about it. When it's 8 weeks away, you sort of is in the back of your mind. Yeah. You're not really thinking about it, but now each day you're sort of thinking about it more and more. So
you're counting the days
Days. Yeah.
Well, look, if anyone wants to find out more, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, yeah.
And if they want to find out your official sites, it's with 1L.
Yeah, 1L, yeah.
Yeah, and just look up Daryl Church online. And, we'll put all the details up online as well.
Yeah.
And, you'll have to come back and chat to us after the fight.
Definitely, 100%. Definitely come back.
Thanks very much for coming in and chatting to us.
Thanks, mate.
Daryl Church here on Phoenix FM, and looking forward to chatting to him and after the fight.